Today, I want to make clear what I and this podcast, Exile and Rising, stands for, and why it matters now more than ever. This is not just another podcast about trauma healing. It is a place for those who have been or are about to be exiled, silenced, displaced, and made invisible. It is a space for advocacy. It is a space for justice. Here we move from trauma to resilience, and from wound to resistance. Here we do good to be good, to do good. So today, this is for you. If you have been exiled from your own land, your country, welcome. If you are stateless, a refugee, undocumented, or fearing deportation, welcome. If you are indigenous to a land that was stolen from you, welcome. If you are a survivor or living through war, genocide, or forced displacement, welcome. If you have faced the genocide of your dignity and identity because of your ethnicity, your race, your religion, the language you speak, the accent you carry, or your inherent worth and beliefs, welcome. If you have been exiled from your own home, from your own community, from your own family, welcome. If you know what it means to live under surveillance, censorship, in a culture of obedience, if you're afraid to speak up, afraid to stand up for what is right and what is just, welcome. If you have worked and labored in silence, exploited, underpaid, stripped of your rights while fearing retaliation or deportation, welcome. If you witnessed your immigrant father or mother being silenced and being submitted only to make a living and survive, welcome. There are many ways to be exiled. And there are many ways to lose home before you even leave it. And you're not invisible to me. Here, in the community of Exiled and Rising, you are seen. You are heard. You are welcomed. And it's a place for your healing, for your own voice. And here, we will move together from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance. And I welcome you. Follow, subscribe, join the community. The links are in the show notes. And I will meet you there. Much care.